In the book of Galatians, third chapter. This wonderful book of Galatians is it's an exciting book to read. It's short, New Testament. The theme throughout Galatians is we are justified by faith. Faith, faith, faith in God. Faith in what He has done for us. Faith in what He will do for us. Then later on in this book, it goes over those wonderful fruits of the Holy Spirit, the wonderful items we strive for within our walk with God and in our life. And how does all that begin? It begins in a verse that's found in the third chapter. I'm going to read verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read that verse again. For you are all sons or daughters of God, through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And this is a part that I really like, is verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither there is slave nor free, there is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. There is no difference between Jew or Greek. There is no difference between Jew or Gentile. There is no difference from any race that God has placed upon this earth. There is no difference in the eyes of God. There is no difference. There is no difference from those that are under bondage than those that are free. There is no difference from those who are born into a system of being subservient to others or those that have been born, we would say, in a little silver spoon. There is no difference in the eyes of God. There is no difference between man and woman, male, female, child, adult, grandparent. There is no difference in the eyes of God. The only difference that there is our acceptance of Jesus Christ within our lives. Amen? Amen. Heirs to a wonderful gift, to a thrilling thing that God has promised for us, and all we have to do is simply accept it. I have a couple little items that I wrote out about how God uses our strength in Him. I believe that the key to Mount Calvary and why God has smiled, we have felt His favor. He has smiled upon us so many times with answers to prayer, with testimonies like you heard this morning, and also times that your heart just simply, is so moved with the news that you hear. Because we have celebrated our diversity. We are all individuals. Each one of us, God has programmed differently. We don't look the same. We don't sound the same. We don't walk the same. We don't talk the same. We're not the same heights. We're not the same widths. God has seen fit to create us as individuals, everyone different. I don't know why He does that. So many times I thought it'd be much easier if He kind of rubber stamped the way He'd create us. Oh, things would be real simple then. But the thing that makes us strong is our diversity. the different backgrounds that we come from. But still, here at the foot of the cross, it is level. There is no difference in the job that you have, how much money you make. Whether you open your wallet and little moths fly out. Whether you open your checkbook and come to that conclusion, I must have money left because there's still checks there. Doesn't really matter how you go about it. There is no difference in God's eyes the way that He looks upon you. Why? Because He looks at your heart, into your soul. And He sees that wonderful gift that He has created in you. I want to talk about the Pope. Didn't hear one amen out there, brother. Not one amen. I heard this week, and I was following the different procedures that go on. On Wednesday night, I was talking to Gisela. She was talking about how thrilled she was that this man had been elected to be the Pope. At work, I work with quite a diverse group of characters. Sometimes we call them stooges. I prefer to go characters. And I count myself in as part of that group. Miguel had come in that morning and I'd say, well, they're going to elect a Latin Pope. No way. No way is no way, no way, no way. Miguel is from Bolivia, and he assured me that there would never be a pope outside of Europe. Later that afternoon, when he come into my office, and he goes, Charlie, how did you know? I go, well, there's just some things I know. Didn't tell him that I took that wild guess. And I was excited for how excited he was. And I know you're going to hear all kind of reports, and this is not a sermon about Catholicism. This is a sermon about God and what God sees in people. I do want to say that I love what I'm hearing about the possibility of a leader who has the poor focused. Some of the things that I've heard about in the Vatican, oh, just terrible. And you know, hopefully, those of you under my voice today that have that Catholic background, you know a lot more than what I do about that subject. But I'm also willing to challenge you, about 90% of the people I know that have a Catholic background really don't know that much about it. They scratch their head. Do you hear that amen back there? I'm getting through to somebody back there, I know. But they are thrilled about what they are hearing, about how we as a people, and I think it applies so much to us as everyday Christians, how we as everyday Christians realize how simply fortunate we are as individuals in God's eyes. There is no one greater among you. None. We all the same in the eyes of God. All this wonderful trappings mean nothing in the eyes of God. God is not a respecter of persons. He sees us all as the same. Neither Greek, nor Jew, nor slave, nor free, nor male, nor female. He sees us all as the same. I believe that it places a great responsibility on us to know that fact and to live that fact. I've got a little phrase written down here. Shoulders that bear responsibility leave no room for chips. Shoulders. Yeah, Kevin's thinking. I always tell because he flips his head around. You see that, Terry? Hold up. Give this to Kevin.
What is that?
My notes. It's right along the bottom there. It's right along the bottom. Shoulders that bear responsibility leave no room for chips. Times in the past, I've seen one church, we got it right, looking down their nose at other churches. Amen, you've been there. I know you know what I'm talking about. I've seen so many times those in the past calling themselves Christians, treating each other like red-headed stepchildren. Or if you talk to Don Hartzell, he'll say dirt. I've seen people.
No point in it, right?
We won't get into that hair color thing. I love it because my hair at one time was red. That's why I can say that statement. Most of you haven't known me long enough to know anything but this white. I've seen people who have thought far more of themselves than what they should have. And then in ignorance, becoming puffed up in what they thought they learned. How they set themselves above and look down at others. But I'll tell you one thing, folks. There is an exciting thing that is happening. There is something that is going to change churches. It's going to change how we come in and worship. It's that thing called spirit and truth. And the truth is we're all the same in His eyes. And once we understand that truth and place it in the foundation of what we believe, then God's Spirit will lead us. He will be able to move us in the directions that He wants us to go in. We won't be caught up in these things that we see in the fleshly world. Oh, we look at folks, oh, they make a good folks. Oh, walk in. Boy, that make good. He's good. Oh, man, he sings well. Does that go? Oh, just, no. Amen? Hear that amen back there? We're going to start to look at people as God looks at them. With the potential of what they have to show their love. Because I tell you, folks, people are going to walk in this church and they're going to be broken. They are going to be struggling. They're going to be dealing with their things in lives that you can't really understand. What are they looking for? Love, compassion, warmth, tenderness. Somebody that'll smile at them, throw it a handshake, give a hug. Somebody will say, brother, sister, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the answer, but I'm going to believe by faith that my God does. Why? Because He has brought that answer to me in the situation that I have been through. It says in God's Word, we should gather and we should sing psalms, hymns of the faith. We should have testimonies about what God has done. Then we should open His Word. Where we find truth. I I like the Pope. I don't know him. I doubt if I'll ever meet him. But I like the concept of people who are becoming wiser, who are realizing we need to have to come down off our high horses sometimes. Because if you don't make that decision, a lot of times God will make it for you. I know, I've been there and done that. I believe we have a great responsibility. I believe that God has been good to us here at this church. I believe that we should have one thing upon our lips. I am simply a sinner saved by grace. I didn't have to go through anybody. I didn't have to go talk with a preacher. I didn't have to get an intercessory. I could simply go to the throne of grace and say, Heavenly Father, I accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior. I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And my acceptance of you is where my strength is. Because I tell you one thing, once that Holy Spirit starts working within you, there is nothing in this world that's going to come against you. There is nothing in this world that's going to come against a child of God that God will not see you through. I'm believing in the prayer request today. I'm believing that we have gathered together in one mind, one spirit, and one accord. I'm believing that the Almighty God has heard our prayers. I'm believing. We're all the same, and I thank God for that. Because the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, I know, we're going to pray in just a moment. I don't know what's we're simply going to lift up those. We may have gotten word on Rich, and
is he gone?
We're going to pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come at this time before your throne of grace, God. We lift up the family. We lift up those, God, who are in such pain and sorrow. We lift up Barbara. We lift up the kids. Heavenly Father, these are the times when we simply don't know what to do except to turn to you and to lift up those that are hurting and suffering so much in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you'll just be with them. You'll bring mercy and you'll bring grace. You allow them to be full of strength and full of your Spirit, God. Heavenly Father, we're going to miss our brother. We're going to miss those smiles. We're going to miss those comments, God. We're going to miss so much. But Heavenly Father, we still have our faith founded in you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen and amen. Folks, this is a tough time when you get news like this in the middle of service. If you just be so kind to lift up the family, lift up memory of Brother Rich. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Let's stand and play the Family of God, and we're dismissed. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm a part.